Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. That song just reminded me of the party that's going on over at Northern Michigan RV today, St. Patrick's Day. One silver dollar in that song. Well, Tony, the owner of Northern Michigan RV, has a pot of gold. He has some gold antique coins in a bucket on display there by the cash register at Northern Michigan RV. If you get an opportunity today, get over there and guess how many gold pieces are in the pot of gold to win it. They're going to announce the winner at 5 o'clock today, the close of business, before they go and party, enjoy their corned beef and cabbage and green beer somewhere. But stop in, talk to them about their inventory, take a look perhaps at a couple of units, and guess how many gold pieces are in that pot. Now, of course, I can't guess. I can't put an entry in because they're a sponsor of my show and the radio station. Wouldn't want to take it away from the general public who might end up buying a trailer, a camper, an RV from Tony and the folks there. My guess would be 127. That's just a guess. I looked at the pot. I looked at the size of the gold coins, and my number would be 127. Let's see how close I end up being. But you guys go for yourself. Take a look at it. Put your number in the hat and see if you guys win the gold over there at Northern Michigan RV. They're right on Expressway Court, just north of M32. If you get off of I-75, exit 282, head west to the very first major traffic light there by the Walgreens. Head north, take it to Expressway Court, follow it around, and you'll pull right into Northern Michigan RV. Website, northernmichiganrv.com. Now, a little housekeeping. A couple of text messages came in over the last segment or two. Greg O'Neill. Steve Gerber should have been tougher on Rodgers instead of kissing his behind. And during the prayer, stay in Florida, Mike. That is what Greg said. Christine Gray, is there a way to contact Rodgers and tell him not to run? Let's nip this in the bud. And then with regards to Anthony Hudson running for governor, his website again, electanthonyhudson.com, she says, look at what some trucker named Randy has done. We need more truckers. Praying for him, love it, big smiley face. Well, this is, and it was an interesting question that Gruber asked Anthony. Have you ever held elected office before? Have you ever ran a big company or even a small company? What gives you the gravitas to make you think that you could be governor of the state of Michigan? I thought Anthony did a great job. His answer? Well, first of all, I'm a taxpayer in the state of Michigan, city of Genesee County, and I'm a businessman. I own my own trucking company until I went to work for a road builder. Sold his trucking company, went to work for a road builder, and actually hauls aggregate. He knows how to fix roads. Well, Gruber then, of course, said Gretchen Whitmer ran on it twice and has been a complete failure at fixing the damn roads. Anthony said, absolutely. I will take the money that they're wasting in supporting China battery plants, giving grants to these foreign entities to move into Michigan to create jobs that never happen. I will reappropriate the money and use the right materials to fix them once and for all. Michigan's broken, and I can fix it. So I thought it was a very good interview. He did a good job. I think he was a little intimidated by being on Gruber's show because he knew so many stations across Michigan was hearing him. So we'll see how he says the response went, see if anybody donates to his campaign. He has a $1 campaign. Go to electanthonyhudson.com, donate $1. That's all he's asking for you to do. If you donate a dollar, you'll support his campaign, you'll vote for him. Kind of an interesting concept, because basically he gets 1 million people to donate $1. He opens his campaign finance report with $1 million in his campaign. Pretty interesting. Well, one of the things that's happening in the state of Michigan is forcing public officials to disclose the fact that they signed non-disclosure agreements when it came to certain projects, certain bills, certain campaign donations. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, while giving a presentation on Michigan's economic future at the committee meeting, State Representative Brian Begol of Perry brought up the fact that the necessity of public officials signing non-disclosure agreements needs to be discussed. For example, he did not have a seat at the table during discussions about a mega site, quote unquote, that was developed in Mundy Township. He was not privy to information about the project because it was protected under a non-disclosure agreement, which he said Quentin Messer, the chairman of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and other members of that agency signed. Begol asked Messer in the committee hearing if he plans on continuing the same approach of signing NDAs with regards to future economic development projects in Michigan. Messer's response, if we didn't sign the agreement, we wouldn't get the opportunity to participate. He also said not signing the agreement can open up questions about insider trading and stock manipulations, which is why many of these companies require non-disclosure agreements before they share any information about their projects. Large-scale investment projects must get the approval of the appropriations committees from both chambers before any money is locked into the projects. The MEDC only recommends projects, while the Michigan Strategic Fund Board actually approves them, Messer said. With regards to non-disclosure agreements, they are permissible. There should not be a blanket, but if they are gating items in for companies to even consider the state of Michigan, I don't want Michigan to be discarded or not even considered right out of the gate. The goal, the state rep's response, so it sounds like you support them. But here's the problem. state representatives, the ones that appropriate the spending of our taxpayer dollars, are not even allowed to know about these projects until they're recommended to the Michigan Strategic Fund. How can state reps or even state senators do any investigating, vetting of these companies, their plans, or being present during committee hearings to ask them the questions? The committee for the Michigan Strategic Fund holds public meetings with these companies, but they don't discuss openly any issues, any particular items about these projects, for fear that somebody might steal their proprietary information. Very complicated situation. Well, another state representative, Jay DeBoyer, he's also the chairman of the Michigan Oversight Committee. If you want to submit an issue to them on their website, go to mioversight.com. DeBoyer spoke up and said, "I just see the ante being bumped every opportunity when it comes to the MEDC." He said he's concerned about the conversation surrounding these non-disclosure agreements being in place when it comes to economic development. DeBoyer said corporations' names don't have to be disclosed or any proprietary information of their project. But when we make these development agreements, I'm in favor of signing them without a non-disclosure agreement. He asked a very simple question. When does the shifting of taxpayer dollars over to a governmental agency to allow them to allocate our money to a business? How can we stop this? How can we put an end to it? Great question. Basically, they spend the money without our state reps and state senators knowing anything about it. They don't find out until after it's a done deal. My opinion, that's got to stop. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just a real short, quick story. Michigan Campaign Finance Network. They've been looking for a director for 2 months because former director Nick Pigeon resigned to run for Lansing City Council. Well, a current congressman, Sri Thanadar, Democrat of Detroit, got his son, Neil Thanadar, to be considered for the position. The current board of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, Elma Wheeler Smith, said, "Our organization plays a critical role as a watchdog over the influence of money and its sources on political decision makers, demands partisan independence, critical thinking, and courage." Thanadar said he agreed to recuse himself from any stories that would include his father, Congressman Sri Thanadar. The board said that they would write and review any stories regarding the congressman as additional oversight. Well, the son, Neil, co-founded three laboratory startups, including LabDoor, which tests supplements and health products. He also created a nonprofit medical device startup to design respirators and ventilators named Air to All back in 2020 during the China virus pandemic. Young Thanadar said, "I'm excited to take on this big responsibility to fight dark money in Michigan politics. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network has long been our state's leading watchdog for campaign finance and government ethics, and I'm fired up to continue and grow their legacy," Thanadar said. Interesting for two reasons. I always consider the Michigan Campaign Finance Network to be somewhat nonpartisan, almost kind of like libertarian leaning, always with a watchful eye on the money connected to these Republicans and Democrats. And for them to bring in Neil Thanadar, the son of Congressman Democrat from Detroit, I don't know about that. But the decision's been made, and he starts actually today. So we'll be continuing to monitor the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. It's one of the sources that I've used over the years to look into campaign finance reports. OpenSecrets.org, other websites, along with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, has always been a pretty good way to confirm certain stories about donations, private individuals' contributions to campaigns. Kind of an interesting development. So we'll continue to monitor that and see if anything changes under this new leadership. Got a very interesting text message over the weekend. Some listener up in the UP doesn't like me. For some reason, whatever issues I talk about, he constantly sends me text messages that he wants me to leave Michigan. The reason is he claims I hate the state of Michigan. No, I actually love the state of Michigan. I would not want to live in any other state, never have, and hopefully we'll be here for a very long time, God willing, as a very old man. But he definitely wants me off the air. He doesn't like me attacking public school teachers. I got a feeling maybe perhaps he is a former school teacher or has family members that are public school teachers. Every single time I talk about charter schools or competition in education, I get a reaction. I don't know what triggered this last one, but he definitely wanted to know where I broadcast from and would like to pay me a visit. Okay. So anyway, just thought it was interesting. We don't just have patriots listening. We don't have just conservatives listening. We don't have just Republicans listening. So for you other folks out there that fall into other categories, welcome into the show. Hopefully we can have some good conversations. Text line is always open, 231-360-5140 during the show. So if you have any counter ideas or counterpoints you'd like to make, be respectful. State your claim. If it's related to the topic of the story, of the article, the discussion we're having, be glad to put it into the show. But I'm not going to take personal attacks. I'm not going to take name calling, any of that. Just state your idea and we'll consider it. Won't guarantee that it'll be read on the air, but we'll definitely consider it. Again, my show, my content. That's it for hour number one. We're going to take a top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD.